Welcome to the Build Guild Podcast, a professionally unprofessional podcast for makers. My name is Meredith Palmer. I am the maker of Palmer's Designs. I do custom art and I don't know, anything you can really think of to paint on and sell.
Commission artist. Yeah. Paintbrush for hire.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. Are like you... a merc. Like a paint merc.
Art merc.
Yeah.
Art merc.
Yeah, are like you it. In college? You're a college yes. student right now. Okay. Mm-hmm. What's
last
your major?
Year. Advertising.
You're advertising. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think this is the first college student that uh-huh. we have had, so that's yep. a first. Yeah. Okay, awesome. So you're advertising major.
Yes.
Why mm-hmm. the art then? Do you hope to merge those two once you're out? What's your plan, or do you have a plan?
I've always loved art, and I started my business when I was in high school, drawing on shoes. Mm. And my parents were like, okay, you've got to go to Harding. Let's do this. And they were like, but you can't do art because you'll never like make anything with that. And I was like, okay, mm. okay. Mm-hmm. So I was business at first, and I took a year of accounting, and I was like, I've got to get out of here.
I did the exact same thing.
Oh, it was awful.
Accounting?
Yep. I started as accounting.
I didn't remember that.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would like, oh gosh, just fall asleep in class. Like it was so bad. I couldn't even. So then I switched to advertising or graphic design. Oh. And then they were like, if you do advertising, you'll learn a little bit more and kind of have like a wider variety of skills. And so I was like, okay, I'll do that. And I've liked that a lot. And it's helped me sell my art. But so far, I feel like I've learned a lot more just doing my own thing about people and mm-hmm. business and all of that. So
being an advertising major, mm-hmm. right? Do you advertise yourself, I'm guessing,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So does that give you some, like, practicality, like,
Yeah, like, we talk about, I've learned how to do, like, a marketing campaign and data analytics and a little bit of coding and different things with, I mean, I had a whole class about fonts. So,
typography.
Like yeah.
Brian, were you the same major?
No, I was graphic. Well, I was graphic design.
Yeah. Okay.
And we had some marketing.
Yeah.
But okay. it was
and
just
now,
like one or two classes.
My friends that are graphic design, I'm like, I could not do that because it's so hard.
I mean,
it's basically all on the computer now. That's mm-hmm. it. Like, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, essentially. Yeah. They still
suite.
Do print media, I'm sure, mm-hmm. but most of it is moved into the digital realm.
Yeah.
So
it's very precise. And so when I was graphic design, I was like, I can't do this.
Is it too teacher, precise?
Yeah. My teacher would look at my stuff and be like, what are you doing?
Who was it? Who did you have?
Cologne. Enrique Cologne.
You want to know something crazy?
Mm-hmm.
He was in classes with me.
Oh my gosh, yeah. that's awesome.
He's a church member of mine.
Oh, right. He goes to Highway.
He goes to Highway.
Yeah, he and his wife both, Amanda and uh-huh. Enrique.
Yeah,
yeah
they're cool.
Yeah, I remember them.
So I liked him. But then after that, I was like, I can't do this either. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
So. You started on shoes. So did
Jason White.
Jason White.
Yeah.
That's what
really?
He
that's
said.
True.
Started his so whole deal.
I'm that's wanting cool. to know, is that like, the standard
apparently
thing
drawing on shoes.
Like
it's where I should have started.
It's like like well, is that how you guys know each other, like in public?
Oh, yes.
It's like you look at your feet and you're like,
there's a special way.
Like the Jeep way.
Secret society.
The shoe thing.
What were you drawing on shoes? Like what? Just weird designs, or
yeah,
did you be like, hey, can I draw on
I like
your
that
shoes?
You said weird designs. Like why not just draw designs?
Well,
why does it gotta be weird stuff?
I saw a lot of floral work.
Yeah.
Like, I briefly looked at your feed, like, just now.
Mm-hmm.
I live off the grid most of the time.
He has no internet in this house or on his phone.
I'm sorry. There's nothing here.
That's cool.
But speaking of advertising and identity and all that stuff, it looks like you've got a pretty good overall identity.
Thank you.
Just from the feed that I was looking at. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you started a long time ago before your major on your own? How long have you been at that, and how have you been able to leverage that for what you do?
Yeah. I started it in high school,
okay.
and the pictures were really bad. Like, if you scroll back all the way to the beginning, it looks really bad. But learning more about that really in the past year is when I kind of improved a lot of that. And it's fun for class. We have to research, like, what makes an Instagram better and all of that. And there's a ton of stuff that goes into it.
So they do put a lot of emphasis now on social platforms.
Who's teaching me what makes Instagram better?
Yeah.
Does that person even have Instagram?
Yes. She runs the Harding Instagram.
Okay. So seems legit.
Have some cred.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Yeah.
Ben's skeptical.
Hold up.
Yeah. Ben's got like 25,000 followers.
I hit 25 today.
Woo!
Oh, how exciting.
That's awesome.
I mean, it doesn't make me any more money. But...
I don't know. Worldwide. Yeah. And over the summer, I had this internship, and one of the ladies there also did and sold art, and she was like, you've got to help me get Instagram famous. Mm. And so I actually like put together a thing for her, and I did a lot of research over the summer, and she really was kidding, but it was fun.
Yeah.
She was kidding. You were serious. Yeah. And it all worked out because you learned a lot. Okay, good.
Well, when I first found your profile, your profile picture was the thing that drew me in. It's super color. It's perfect for a circle. I don't know how much that was just a random picture that you put up or it just fit, but it really stood out. I don't know.
Thank you. Yeah.
Very colorful.
Background piece that I did for Midnight Oil.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Okay. So are you a business officially?
No, I'm waiting until I move somewhere and have my residency or whatever. Uh-huh. And I talked to somebody about that. They were saying, don't be an LLC if you don't know where you're going, because the rules are different.
In different states. State. Yeah. Yeah.
What about you guys?
I am really close to where I definitely need to be financially, I think. And like, I have to start something now.
Yeah.
Paperwork-wise, I'm a legit business. Good. But I'm barely a business.
I am totally illegitimate. No business.
Cash only.
Cash only.
Everybody's dodging Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
It's just a weird spot. Like, I guess me and you are probably in the same spot where it's like, how much do you make to be officially a business and have to pay taxes, and how much, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, and that's, I've asked different people. The best answer I got was a dollar.
A dollar. Okay.
Make a dollar.
Yeah. Good to know.
Yeah.
So what are you selling mostly?
Okay, so right now I would say, especially because I'm in college at Harding, a lot of wedding stuff. So people will be like, oh, can you do my bridesmaid cards, or like a guest book type of thing. But also probably my favorite thing that I've gotten to do is like vacation pictures. So people will be like, hey, we've been going to this place for 10 years. Can you paint this? So I like to do that.
Okay, question, because I saw that on your Instagram profile, wedding art or portraiture or something. Okay, is that something you courted actively to find that market, or is that something that people kept lobbing at you and you took it on, or what?
So,
how'd that happen? And what does it look like? What do you do exactly? Because that that's kind of new to me. I don't know about wedding art.
Okay, I feel like you guys will think this is kind of bougie.
No, but, go ahead.
So nowadays
we have gold mics. We know that's right.
So I guess your wedding is only hip and cool if you hire somebody to come and set up their easel and paint while your wedding is going on.
That happens at court hearings, too.
I don't think that's the same thing.
No, that is not the same thing.
Is
it not?
No.
My bad. Sorry.
So that's what you've done?
Yeah.
So actively somebody, painting during a ceremony.
Yeah.
Like, instead of orchestras or guitars,
she's now over
people
there
are just painting right. painting the ceremony happening.
Yeah, it feels like something you would do in the 1800s. So it's cool.
Do you just do it in silent, or do you give like the Bob Ross like step by step?
I don't think she's narrating.
We're gonna put some happy little bridesmaids over here. No.
Yeah. Okay. I got asked to do that this summer. I had never done it, so this girl was just like, "Hey, can you come to Nashville and paint my wedding?" And I was like, "I'm bored." Okay. I live in Virginia, so it was like 10 hours. I drove down there for the weekend, did it, and I was so nervous.
I can't imagine. Talk about pressure.
Yeah.
Everyone's dressed up and watching you and them at the
same
time.
And if you screw up,
making a permanent heirloom memory here in front of the whole audience.
I'll do another one after the wedding. It's just the fake one.
Yeah. So, and you know, I was okay, if I don't do this right, usually painting takes me weeks, and it's like I had to do it that night, have it ready that morning, and go home. So, but I was like praying a lot about that one. I think that's kind of what got me through it. But
wow,
so it was good.
What's your medium, like pastels, watercolor, oils? But
that one was acrylic. I like acrylic the best.
Why? I'm not a painter in any way.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I said that and I have no idea what I said.
Yeah.
I just know that I was supposed to ask something.
Right.
That sound good.
Good job. Yeah.
Thank you, Bob Ross.
Yep.
So oil paint is kind of like what the grates used, but it takes 2 weeks to dry, and I just don't. I don't even have a place I could put it for 2 weeks.
Mm. Did they use it because that was all that was there at the time? Acrylic didn't exist.
But it blends really, really well, and so you look at it and it looks like a picture, and that's kind of what that's for. Acrylic is the same, well, pretty much the same texture, but it dries quickly. And then watercolor is water based, and so it has a different look. Mm. And you can really only do that on paper or like a special canvas. Okay. So.
Yeah. And it probably wouldn't be wise to do it if it's an outside wedding, for sure, right?
Yeah.
Because then it's like, yeah.
No.
It barely shows up.
Yeah, yeah.
I have watercolor. Yeah, I did. You know, you get like the little, like, the hard things of color.
Yep, little tray.
And you dip your wet
there
brush
you go.
In it.
That's
yeah.
it. Activate it and
I
go
do
out.
Know that one. Yeah. That's the one
that's
I do
That's because your children have those.
No, it's, yes.
Those are good for kids because if you get it anywhere, you can just put
wipe
water
it off.
On it.
That's right. Magic eraser.
So you're probably hearing thunder in this episode. Awesome. We are moved into Brian's workspace.
Got the garage door cracked so we don't overheat, but we're definitely going to hear the storm rolling
in.
So.
Normally we're in my shop, but that's the case. He's got to be with his kids, so here we all are.
Here we are. Speaking of which, shop. I may go in and check home.
That's
minute.
Right.
So you got asked to do that. Mm-hmm. You said yes, even though you'd never tried that before. Mm-hmm. And you said it usually takes you weeks to do a painting. That makes me feel so good right there. Just the fact that usually it takes weeks and you just went for it and did it anyway. So how did it go? Mm-hmm. Were they pleased? Mm-hmm. Did you get paid for it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was really good. Okay. I got there and it was very confusing. A lot of people were like setting up and it was about to rain.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so I was there and I was like, do you guys need help moving stuff? And they were like, who are you? And I was like, I'm the wedding painter.
The wedding painter. That's a movie.
That should be a movie now. Yeah, it absolutely should
Adam
be.
Sandler shows up.
No.
But it was sad because they're like, what is that?
Okay.
So it was good. But they were all really nice. And the people at our wedding were really friendly. And they all kept coming around being like, oh, that's so pretty. And I got started a few hours early. So I had time to like mess up and then fix it.
Okay.
Nice. It went well.
So, you started with what? The background, the surroundings, mm-hmm. got it in place.
And then when they went to go do their first dance, that's when I was like painting in real time.
Okay.
And I liked how it turned out.
Are you doing like pencil on there first so you can erase it and then or you just throw down
just
paint?
Going
and
for it.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So let me get a little personal with that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're okay to not answer it. But naturally, with all making and all of finding your niche, I guess, comes how much do you charge?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you've never done it. Mm-hmm. Did you? I mean, it might have been a friend. I don't know. Did you charge them something? Especially when you're like, oh, I can do it.
Well, she had to drive 10 hours.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, right.
And it was a wedding where people are going to spend money anyway.
Right. Well, you know what I mean. There's something to when somebody comes to me and they're like, can you make this? And I'm like, yes. Shaking my head, no, I've never done it. But mm-hmm. then it comes out. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. like, it's hard to it's hard to value yourself.
Yeah. And I've had a hard time with that just because, you know, like, people have told me, like, what you should be selling for. And then, I mean, it depends on the market, too.
Mm-hmm.
So because it was my first one, I don't remember how much exactly she paid. But I've seen where you can charge, like, $5,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, the wedding industry itself is pretty. Yeah.
Right.
Expensive.
Yeah,
right.
So.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
I did not make $5,000.
No. But did she just offer you an amount, or did you say it's going to be?
We
kind of
talked about it.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're going to do more?
I'd like to. It was really fun. Yeah. After that, I thought I've been to too many funerals and not enough weddings.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So,
well, yeah. I mean, if you do funeral paintings. They don't move.
That's
and it's kind
true.
Of easy.
Oh my gosh. Stop.
Is that, no?
Stop.
You know my mother?
It's true.
Oh, I'm Brian's
coming, honey.
Daughter
Hold on.
Came. She needs you. My mother at my great grandmother's funeral snapped a picture with her phone of the her open casket. I thought it was a little odd, but
yeah.
I mean, did she do like a
picture.
Selfie? Like,
no, she didn't do a selfie. She just snapped a picture.
Well, I mean, I don't find it that inappropriate.
Okay,
but,
all right.
Well. I mean, if she was like, she's in it, like hashtag dead, you know, then like, that'd, that'd be wrong.
Yeah.
But
no, I was like, Mom, come on. you have a website.
Yes.
What is that website?
PalmersDesigns.com, nice. But it's got a little hyphen in there.
Palmers-Designs. Okay. And Did you make it yourself?
I made it on Wix.
Wix, yeah.
So, no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you made it yourself.
Designed it on Wix.
It's a what mm-hmm. you see is what you get. Yeah. Mine's a Weebly, so it's okay, like the yeah. exact same thing. Mm-hmm. Cody, your website you? Just went live.
Yeah, I don't know what it's on.
The, yeah, I didn't well, do it. Yeah. The TV show did yours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So explain
that's
to us
awesome.
So yeah. organic,
the process for that.
Organicwoodwork.com. So yeah, that was pretty cool because I did have a designer. So mm-hmm. basically, awesome. I had one of you guys. And he was really awesome and mm-hmm. asked some questions. We did the mood board mm-hmm. with the fonts.
Yeah,
which ones
yeah.
speak to you, all those yeah. things. But he pretty much, man, they nailed it. Like, wow. I really like how it turned out.
Awesome. The only thing I saw on there was, you know, like you scroll down and they have different sections that are like, rectangular and you scroll and there's like color and then a picture of somebody and then a mm-hmm. and then a color, you know mm-hmm. your head's chopped off with the well, one with your wife and you together.
So I mean that's just it just went live last night.
Yeah.
And so looking at it and then using the mobile version.
I didn't look it on mobile, I looked at it on the computer.
Okay. Yeah. So it's like going back for making sure everything's like
yeah.
the mobile fits right and the website.
So you're doing editing
yeah.
so we're, with them right now.
So yeah, figuring like I sent them an email. There's just some little stuff here and there. And but mm-hmm. other than that, man, it just...
It looks
it was
great.
Obviously way better than anything well, I could have done.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm so really like, jealous, to be honest. But we have no idea how much that costs.
I don't know. I don't care.
$500,000 or whatever you got from the...
That, yeah. yeah. Well, I still wouldn't be live if I was trying to do it on like Wix or Weebly or whatever. No. It would just be organicwoodwork.com.
Brian started one.
This guy.
Or did I start one
What's
for
up?
You?
What?
Your website. You don't have one yet. But
you made one for me.
But it's not live or anything.
It is not live.
What are you waiting for?
Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi.
Like I told you, I'm doing Inktober right now, Inktober. Which is, you know about Inktober, mm-hmm. okay.
Are you participating in Inktober?
I was thinking about that on the way here.
Okay.
I was like, I should do that.
Well, it's only 6 days in, I recommend.
Well, here's
it's,
your
It's done
here's
wonders for
pressure.
Me and just okay. getting disciplined to get things out there. But yeah. anyway, so it's Inktober was started by a guy named Jake Parker. He's a professional artist, and he's mm-hmm. self-published a lot, actually. He's done a really good job using social media to leverage himself.
Wow.
And he started this... like 10 years ago on Instagram mm-hmm. and this year like 3 days in there were a million posts hashtag wow. Inktober yeah 2019 so it's really Gosh. Exploded it's quite a artistic movement now and you're just supposed to do ink drawings you're supposed that's mm-hmm. the guideline lots of people kind of go their own direction with it because mm-hmm. we're all creatives and we do what we want so where was I going with all that
there goes your creative
oh no, no, no yeah
that's it that's
so I'm 5 for 5 so far first 5 days but you know since I'm only catching wi-fi every now and then that is all I have time to do and mm-hmm. It's the same old story I don't have time for YouTube or websites or anything else
is your Inktober actually ink or is it digital
yeah it's all ink no oh, okay. A lot of people do that I do see some folks sticking with the iPad and doing yeah. digital work, yeah. but I've kept it with Bic pens and Microns. Mm-hmm.
Real so, deal.
Yes.
Are you into digital art? Are we doing any iPad drawing or anything like that?
Yes, I have this set up.
Oh, the do
same
you really?
Deal. Mm-hmm. Procreate. It's yeah. the way to go. I have it too, and I'm terrible.
Oh, right. Yeah, well. Ben picked up one of these.
I was really okay. jealous of his deal. But I have no ability to draw cool. anything.
Yeah.
So me and my kids end up drawing.
Aww.
Yeah. Fisher asked me, he said, can you draw a horse oh, yeah. with a pig riding
yeah,
him?
Yeah, it was a pig riding horseback.
Yeah.
It was pretty thrilling.
That was it.
It needs to be a t-shirt.
Yeah.
It'd be a comic strip.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Bacon Pony Express.
That's what it is, like. Right there.
Were you born with this gift of art? Did you?
I guess.
Did you just started doing it and... got better and better or did you go to classes or
I've always liked to do it I've always just like I found a lot of inspiration in nature and fashion and all of that both of my grandmothers painted but my parents are not they don't like to do art so
Brian you want to close the door classes.
You want me to
I think
it's
gonna
make a lot of noise
I was like That's speaking right. of nature I gotta pee. We'll close the pee now
we'll close the can
I'm getting inspired.
It's fitting weather for the October episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Halloween.
Whoa. This is going to be the best.
This is the most professionally unprofessional episode yet.
Yeah.
That made no difference at all.
I don't hear the dripping.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
for
no.
sure.
Yeah.
It sounded like water was. We were sitting over a brook over there for a second.
We are.
but
on location.
What else? What else? You? What does your website say? You went your New York.
Oh yeah.
Winning artist.
What?
No. Or something. What did it? I can't remember what
yeah.
I read.
She said no, but yeah.
No, but yeah. Okay.
No, but yeah.
Explain more.
Is there a New York
everywhere
connection?
You're at.
Okay. Yes. So this is kind of funny, but I went to summer camp with this guy, and we both were into art and stuff.
What
and
camp?
Camp Wamava.
Wamava.
It's in Virginia.
My wife.
Michael.
Yes.
Yeah,
you
she's
know Michael?
My counselor.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
There you go.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, hold on,
that is nuts.
Is that the camp that you stole her from?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, man. Uh-huh.
I stole my wife from Wamava and had her work at Wildwood.
Wow.
After, I guess, she counseled you. She counseled you and a group of girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is crazy. I don't believe that.
That's and awesome. Here you are like, how did you find this girl?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. I just,
Instagram. And you have this connection.
That's amazing.
See?
Okay.
Yeah,
continue.
Okay.
So you're at Wamava.
Yeah.
Yes. And so there was this guy, he was from California, and I was a counselor, he was a camper, so there's kind of like an age difference, but we were just friends, and then so he worked for a gallery in California.
Oh.
It's confusing, because the guy that owns that gallery has one in New York, too.
Oh.
And so he was just like working there on the weekends as a high school student, and he would put art in there and stuff, and he showed his boss my Instagram, and he was like, okay, I want hers. And so basically they
wow.
were like,
oh,
they
wow.
said, do you want to be in California or New York? And I was like, okay. So, and it's not in the physical gallery, it's just online on the website.
Okay.
But,
still a step, major step in the right direction.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
talking about a curated
yeah.
gallery in a major mm-hmm. city, that's
yeah.
awesome.
And it's in the heart of Manhattan.
Oh my God.
I heard Brooke Shields
swanky.
Went to their opening, so
speaking
I guess
of bougie.
It's cool.
Yeah.
yeah.
Uh-huh. So you have yeah. a, you have some of your digital or pictures of your art on there where people
yeah.
can buy it
yes.
or okay
so I still have the art and if they choose to buy it I'll just send it to them
oh okay mm-hmm. okay do you do
yeah.
prints of your art
yes
because I know Brian mm-hmm. is doing that
question
yeah
how where who do they handle that for you or do you do it yourself
no
what
I've
do you
done
do?
It myself either Kinko's or FedEx
okay
but
I have heard of people making mm-hmm. use of both those things
yeah and then I know like okay so if you get into a furniture company or something, they can reproduce your work in China, but I don't exactly know how to do that.
I've heard that too, and mm-hmm. I have not tampered with that.
I don't know about that. No. So that's something I would love to do in the future, maybe to get into that, but for now it's just me.
Okay.
So,
digital art, digital prints of your art seems to be the way to go just
yeah.
from a monetary standpoint.
I mean,
make
if
one
that,
and sell
it,
a ton.
Right.
Yeah. yeah.
If that is a passive income stream mm-hmm. eventually. I mean, obviously, if we do enough of that,
yeah.
I mean, that's
that
a,
can turn into something.
For mm-hmm. sure.
Look what it did for Thomas Kincaid.
There
like,
you go.
I mean, you know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
For real.
Like,
oh.
juggernaut.
Yeah.
Just
everywhere. Before he wasn't.
Yeah. For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's kind of like the Olin Mills pictures.
yeah, yeah.
I'm old enough to have Olin Mills.
What are you talking about?
Olin Mills, they took
I,
all
I'm
of your family
with you.
photos.
I'm just
as a
messing
kid.
With you.
They don't
yeah.
exist anymore.
No,
they were like in the mall or something. But
yeah.
Yeah. So you're on digital New York
yeah.
art gallery.
Yes.
You're selling things. Well, you're doing a wedding portraits.
Yeah.
You're selling
mm-hmm.
things out of the back of your car.
Yeah.
Just whatever, wherever, any art, anything that
oh,
comes
and,
up, you do.
And have you done like local stuff like Beats and Eats? Have you
yes,
done that?
I've
Tell
done
us about
Beats
local
and
mm-hmm. other events.
Yeah. So I've done Beats and Eats. That was fun. But you know. People come and they're like, oh, I've got $20. And I'm like, I don't have anything for $20.
I've sold zero items at every local artist
yeah.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
We tried it once.
Yeah.
I sold some prints.
Okay.
No paintings.
Right.
And Ben struck out because he mm-hmm. had, like, turned walnut bowls that
oh.
were...
Color pencil bowls.
Yeah,
that's right.
that
yeah.
were very expensive. So
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Okay, so Beats and
yeah.
Eats.
Yes.
Have you done that multiple times?
I did it one time and then I painted
okay.
in the art alley one time.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. I did a show in Midnight Oil. That was really fun.
Oh, you had a show at Midnight Oil.
Yeah.
Well,
what
that's
does a
awesome.
Show consist
yeah.
of?
Yeah.
Are you there,
Would
like,
you have
Anna Whiting your pictures?
Every day.
Or?
no.
Who's Vanna White?
Man,
what are all these?
Sorry.
Oh, shut up.
I do know that one.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So I had, I think, 33 pieces that I put in there, and I had, like, a little opening party the day of, and I just had some snacks and stuff, and... classy music and people came and walked around and then it stayed up from think it was March to May, maybe. So it was for a little while.
Yeah.
And I had some people buy things there. I think a lot of it is just I don't have a good place to store it, but when people see it and they come back to it, and they, I think that's when it does well.
You think multiple trips to your deal is the way to sell it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, as for now, it's all like hanging up in my dorms.
Yeah. That was one of my issues. Like before I did content creation, I was like making all these things that weren't necessarily for someone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it would be for sale. And then I have a big shelf full of stuff and I'm like, what do I do with this?
Yeah. And I've gotten to display in Sowell's. That was really cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So. Do they ask you to do that, or do you approach them, or
yeah? What'd you do? Kick in doors and ask them?
Yeah.
Did you?
Nancy. I think she asked me.
Okay.
But I've also asked, like, I've displayed at Savor and Sip twice, and one time they asked me, and one time I asked them.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they get a cut of the sale, or they just that brings more people in for them to buy more coffee?
Yes. They've done like a featured artist every month.
Okay.
So
I didn't know that. I have never set foot in there. Yeah. I know Cody did all the tables for the inside.
Oh my gosh.
But I've never walked in. I guess I should probably do that.
They let me put my stuff in there too.
Okay, great. Yeah. So two of the four people at this table have got stuff in Savor.
What do you have in there?
The tables.
Okay.
Yeah, he made the tables.
What are you talking about?
I don't know, cutting boards?
No. Yeah, he made all the cutting boards.
No.
But you have an Etsy shop?
No.
You do any of that? Is it straight on your website?
It's so, I mean, it's hard to have inventory.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you just said you had a ton of it hanging in your dorm room.
I know, but that's what my website's for. But I think I need to do prints on Etsy.
I mean, it would be, to be fair, a ton of work to list individual items because I have tried doing that before and it was not fun.
You're selling it at $20. It's not worth it.
It was a little above that. So.
25.
Yeah, there you go.
Whatever. You got to make it worth your while.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm on Etsy.
Okay. And how does that work for you?
Well, see, okay. I'm a little different story because I sell a lot of digital files.
Oh, yeah.
For like a CNC. Okay. I do have some like color pencil bowls are on there.
Mm-hmm.
And during Christmas, I sell a good amount of those. Christmas is where it's at. Before that, all year long, nothing.
Yeah.
And then Christmas, I can't keep them in stock.
Man, I just started Christmas ornaments.
Oh yeah,
and I feel like I'm gonna be doing ornaments until December 25th. Yeah. Like it's like
you
people
will.
Are like, hey. And I'm like,
yep.
Well, the better part of me knows that I should probably start doing that on the laser and trying to move that stuff. But I really don't think that's actually gonna happen.
Etsy's good for something.
Too busy with Inktober.
Yeah.
Brian has this nasty habit of doing things for fun and not for money.
I sure do.
Again, I'm on him for that, but that's great for him. Yeah. I'm always thinking about it as the money deal, which is
that's why you're actually making money. Good for you.
Yes, but it's more of a business, and then there's less fun involved. You know,
true fact.
The happiness, and how do you keep that happiness, the enjoyment of art working?
Yeah, that's a good question because when I get a lot of like commissions, I love doing it. But if you can't sit there and like do something for yourself or that you want to do, it's hard to. Want to do it, but I try to make time to like if I have an idea or something, I'll write it down, or if I find time, I'll make sure that I spend some time doing that too.
I stopped doing things for myself, and lately I haven't done much of anything. It kind of burnt me out. I don't know what I want to do. I don't want to do anything.
Okay. Really. Well, you need to just slow down. You need to just block out some time to sit and think it over. Or not think about it and see if something comes to you.
I haven't done much creating of anything the last week or two.
Well, no, me neither.
What are you talking about?
Inktober is the one thing.
The football door hanger thing.
That's true.
Oh,
you did make the football.
I made a door hanger.
Wildcat football.
That's because I was pressured.
And you painted stuff.
Painted.
Good for you.
Painting.
Did you spray paint?
I spray painted. But that's still painting. I am terrible at finishing.
Push a button.
Yeah, but like I always end up with globs everywhere. Like I'm just terrible in any finishing way. I'd rather just cut all the wood stuff and then just here you go. Finish it yourself.
If only it were that simple.
Sometimes I do sell door hangers on Etsy. That's that and the color pencils are the big. So I just put it on my CNC machine and I already have a file, like an Arkansas outline with a razor back in the center. I just click cut and I send them off as DIY.
Cool.
So that's something that North Carolina, I have North Carolina with the word home. I don't know why North Carolina alone.
Yeah, we've never been able to figure that out.
It is like
apparently North Carolina 20 to 1 loves Ben.
Loves their sign. So but I don't know.
Because of that, I do have a North Carolina cutout Christmas ornament that's coming. Because I was like,
good.
Apparently these sell.
That's cool. Yeah.
North Carolina's got the
North Carolina, yeah. Like, you people like your...
Etsy is cool, though. So... I don't know. I'm older than you, obviously. So like a more Facebook generation, but obviously I have Instagram too, which is kind of the newer thing. And I guess TikTok. I've dabbled in a little. I've dabbled in a little of that.
That's
had
awesome.
Early success in the beginning, and now I don't.
Has it leveled off?
Oh, yeah. Like the first few videos did like.
Yeah, you were rocking it.
500,000 views.
Yeah.
And then now I get like 40.
Really?
I think it changed all to only like the 40, really 12-year-old deal. Anyways.
Yeah.
But don't know anything about TikTok.
But I've gone back to Facebook, and Facebook groups are where it is at.
Oh my gosh.
100%.
Okay.
Like just your feed is nothing, but find groups. Like I'm in a CNC group, a laser group. I have my own group.
Okay.
And they are really helpful, and that's where more things sell.
Yeah.
Than
and for
anything.
Me, like,
Instagram doesn't bring me any money.
No. And the kids on Instagram. That's not really my target market.
Yeah.
Maybe for the wedding stuff. But that's why I'm on Facebook too. But ads manager on Facebook is kind of, it's a lot.
Ads?
So I haven't had time to.
My experience by buying ads on Instagram and Facebook is completely worthless.
Okay. Yeah.
What about
spend $0.
Have you tried that?
Mm-hmm.
How'd it go?
I put some money into it this summer.
Okay.
And it was okay, but I think it's just one of those things. The more money that you put into it, the more you'll get back. But it's like, I don't know.
Not for me.
It's something that has to be continually shoveled at and maintained.
Okay. Right.
And I feel like once they get your money, like every day I get an email, hey, you could boost this post.
Yeah.
And then like maybe they're purposely keeping my posts down because I spent money once.
I mean, who's to say?
You know what I mean?
They could be doing it.
That's how
we'd
I feel
know.
About it sometimes. Like, I screwed myself.
And I feel
by doing
bad because I'm in advertising, so I know like I'm supposed to be spending money on that. But also, like, if you go to an event or you meet people and you can hand out cards, it works.
The best thing that I have gotten so far with spending money or giving things free I'd qualify as spending money.
Yeah.
Has been like the files I offer on my Etsy page for $1.99. I also give them away for free on my website.
Wow.
So a lot of people are like, thank you so much for making this file. I'm a new person. I don't know how to make this. I want to donate to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, and like a giveaway of a colored pencil bowl or something like that has been the biggest return for my money.
That's awesome.
Have you done any of giving away your things?
I did. I had like a sticker giveaway. I made some Palmer's Design stickers that were cool. And so I was like, hey, the first 10 people to leave a comment or a review on my Facebook. So I did that. But also hashtags. That's like a free way to get so many more views. Because if you're not a private Instagram, then they can just search those. Or like if I like certain things, then I'll get more of that. And so if people are interested in art and all that and you have those hashtags, that works.
See, I try to use it's all 30. You get 30 hashtags.
28.
Is it 28?
I think.
It was 30 at one point.
I use it until.
I swear I've tried 30 and then it posts it without any text at all and I get all ticked off.
You hit 31.
No. No. It was 20. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to check.
You went over the amount and it deletes you.
So, but saying that, but also Instagram's algorithm, it's a secret. Nobody knows.
No.
Yeah. So it's like you use those hashtags.
And it changes whenever it feels
really?
Like.
I've posted once with no really hashtags, and I had more likes on that than
it's
other
crazy.
Ones
no!
that were on max amount. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finding now that using
one
five
or two
to
or
six,
three. Yeah.
And you change them up per post, because at some point Instagram thinks you're spamming the same thing over and over, which is hard. Like, everything I do is woodworking.
Yeah,
so,
for real.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're doing mostly pictures on Instagram. Have you dabbled with, like, videos or any...
No, but I really want to start doing like the time-lapse videos. I think that'd be really cool. Do you do that?
On occasion, and when I do, it's usually above average engagement. So
that's awesome.
If that's a great idea.
Time
definitely lapse. Set up the time-lapse.
Is where it's at.
Yeah.
Jason White does that often. We had a conversation about that. And I mean, granted, he's usually on a massive scale. That just makes sense to do it that way anyway. Mm-hmm. But he's seen... That's how he got off the ground to begin with. When
wow.
He told us he did one time-lapse of an Arkansas hog.
And that and exploded like, on Facebook.
Razorback so Nation cool. picked it up or something because yeah. they thought it was so cool. And from there, it was mm-hmm. all...
No. Yeah. Wow, that's cool.
You know that Procreate does a time lapse in the background?
No, I didn't.
Everything know. You've drawn,
there
Ryan
is
will
under
show
the
you.
Gallery. Mm-hmm. You ha- oh, I'm sorry, not the gallery. Oh, that's cool. Hold on. The Procreate app has, under the little wrench, in mm-hmm. the video section, time lapse recording has to be toggled on, but if it mm-hmm. is on, it records everything you've done, stroke
that's
for stroke,
so
and
cool.
plays it in
show
not
her,
in real
show
time.
Her one
but
that,
back, okay.
So if you go to Brian's page, he's posted mm-hmm. some of our little
okay,
dude
some of these
guys.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, here,
the way that
Joe's.
The way it does it is like the first 3 seconds is a still of it. So if you're scrolling okay. through his feed, it looks like it's just a picture.
Mm-hmm.
But you gotta wait a second and it'll be
yeah.
the full on drawing. Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the cool. artists that I see use this on Instagram. I'm sorry. A lot of the artists that do time lapse on Instagram are definitely mm-hmm. using the Procreate app. It's $10, I think, in
yeah,
the
okay.
App Store. And mm-hmm. for anyone listening, if you have an Apple Pencil and an iPad, 10 out of 10.
Good.
Would recommend. Yeah. Records all your stuff. Export options for Instagram and Facebook mm-hmm. right in the app.
So coming soon program, on so. Palmer Designs Instagram
yeah,
will be
real.
Some time lapsed. Do you what flowers floral
yeah.
things is that what you do the most of
I think
a
I
quick
would say
glance
probably,
is kind of that
yeah it's a lot of colorful things probably landscapes
I did see some landscapes mm-hmm. oh and have you done pet portraits
yes.
or was it just animals that you decided to do
pet portraits
mm-hmm. tell us about pet portraits mm-hmm. because I knew that was a thing I didn't know that
yeah.
real-time wedding portraiture was a
right
thing.
I don't know
but
maybe
what about
pets
the pets how'd you get that and
yeah.
what's that like
I'm trying to remember the first one. I did a funny little sketch of my, I have a beagle.
Okay.
Well, he's at my house in Virginia, but
okay.
I had a little, it was really funny. It was him on a cushion and there's like palm leaves and it was really funny, I thought. So I did a couple of those and then people were like, oh, can you just like paint my dog? So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Took off from there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I feel like the more pictures, like something I've learned too is I know that I can do like all these different things and I might paint flowers one day and do a beagle the next day, or I love doing buildings too.
Oh yeah.
So some of my stuff is really abstract and some of it's not at all.
Okay.
But the more I post of all the variety, the more orders I get because
okay.
people are like, oh,
I didn't know
do
you
that.
Did that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
What's your plan after college? You're getting
good
this advertising.
Question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Because that's still yeah. my.
I love that question.
Yeah.
Near the end of college. What are you going to do?
It's
what's
gotta
your
be,
plan?
You got to ask it, though. But yeah. is your. Well, I'm saying. So is your pursuit
right.
long term to be Palmer Designs?
I would say yes.
Yeah.
I mean, whether I get to do that full time right out of school, I don't think that'll be what happens. But I would love to keep working on it. I love saying yes just to. Like the wedding painting and
mm-hmm.
With the New York stuff. That was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I'd love to keep going with it and see how far I can go with it.
I think that is definitely a foot in the door that you should,
mm-hmm.
I guess, do anything to keep up with that mm-hmm. and nurture it. 'Cause,
yeah.
There's something scary about making that jump to pursuing
yeah.
of that full time. But
mm-hmm.
I think if I can go back and do things over,
mm-hmm.
relive life,
yeah.
right out of college.
Yeah.
Is your number one time.
That's
you're not
awesome.
Tied down to anyone or anything or anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't
more or less.
You don't go through
yeah.
that feeling of, well, now I have all these responsibilities.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
How will I feed
I
my children?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
that's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Not to push you into, hey, do art and sorry, parents,
yeah.
if you're listening. That's
well, now they're like.
Parenting is great, Ben.
I mean, her parents.
They're really great.
Yeah.
They are nice. And
he's like, my kids are going to be accountants.
No, he's going to be a welder
oh,
or electrician
yeah.
there you go.
Yeah.
or a plumber. Those are the three
school.
Options they
I'm
have.
I'm telling
that's
you, man,
good.
Trade school is
yeah.
the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're kind of like, oh, maybe art is good.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh, you really
yeah.
are good.
Yeah.
Are they proudly displaying your art in their house?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
Do you have the kind of parents who will frame everything you've done since second
no.
grade and leave it there? Okay.
No,
good.
And that's
because
kind of funny.
I did.
That's good.
But not for you. Well, that's good.
No. And that was my thing. Before I left for college, I was like, I just want my mom to put up something.
Oh, okay.
So finally, my senior year, I got something up on the wall.
What was
and,
it? The first thing ever.
Yeah, it was a picture
of a beagle.
Beagle on a cushion. No. It was this couple. They were walking on this rainy street, and it just has all these colors in it. And my mom's like, "Oh my gosh, I have to frame it." Okay. So, and since then, you know, especially after the New York thing, my mom's like, "Actually, I kind of want you to paint some more."
Was this couple just a random couple, or was it somewhat like just your in your mind?
Yeah, they were from the back, so there was two umbrellas, or no, there was one. That's why it was sweet because they were both under the same umbrella.
That's.
Gets them every time.
So send us that picture and we'll put it on the Build Gold podcast. Yeah. So if you're listening, you can see that.
Yeah.
I'm picturing it in my mind. It's probably totally different.
Okay. So it's also based off after a, his name is Leonid Afimov.
I mean, with a name like that.
But yeah.
He probably had a monocle.
Yeah. He's in Florida, I think. I don't know if he's alive or not, but he really inspired me. So that's what that one kind of was an adaptation of. It's not my
good old Leonid. Leonid. Is it Leonid?
Maybe. Leonid.
Leonid. Leonid. I'm really annoyed.
I saw a Kahlo quote on your feed.
Yes.
And now I can't even remember what it is.
So they do not die.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, I have a cool story about that.
Well, then please. I was going to ask about inspiring artists.
So for us on the other end of the table,
I'm sorry,
who is this person?
Frida Kahlo, famous female artist.
Oh, Frida, yeah.
Yeah, Frida.
I barely watched the movie.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey. I remember the unibrow. Sorry, go
ahead. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Famous for the unibrow. Go ahead.
She's got a unibrow?
Yeah. Gosh, was it painted on?
It's pretty bad.
That's all right.
I don't know.
I have one, too. I just got to take care of that thing.
So
you're going to tell Brian about it as he goes and tucks his children in for the second time.
He'll listen back. Yes.
He'll listen. He'll have to listen back for
it. Okay. All right. So it's really cool when something like this happens, and y'all probably have experiences like this too, but there was a lady I knew, and maybe I should back up. So I had painted this one painting over Christmas break, and it was for my sister's room back home because my mom is all like, okay, now I need a painting for every room. So my sister didn't like it. She's a freshman at Harding. And so she took it down.
Brat.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Well, fine.
Yeah. I was mad.
Terrible.
Did you paint a unibrow on her?
Yeah.
I would have.
Oh, yeah. So I was like, that's fine. I'll just sell it. And Caroline's like, whatever. And so I posted it on Instagram. And this lady, she commented and she was like, I'd like to get this. And it's my friend's mom. And his dad has cancer. And so... I don't know. They don't know if he has a year, but it's pretty bad. Mm. And she's so strong. Like, she's very strong in her faith, and she's always inspiring people about that and pointing people to God through that. And I think I just admire her so much. So when she was like, I want this painting, I was like, absolutely, it's yours. And she told me that it was going to be her birthday present from her husband. And because he is not doing well, these gifts, like, are so much more special. And he didn't know what he wanted to get her. And so on her birthday, he just gave her a bouquet of pink roses. And that's what the painting was. Aww. And so she wanted it so that she could always have roses from him. And I was like, oh, so crazy.
And so that's where the quote came from.
Yes.
Painted roses. So, mm-hmm. Or painted flowers, so they never
got. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just the fact that to me, it was just something I had done. And to her, it's one of the last parting gifts that her husband gave her.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And to you, it was something that your bratty sister didn't
want. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've had two sort of similar experiences.
Uh-huh.
Two or three. I can remember two. With the colored pencil bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Once I put those out, I had a woman whose daughter passed away who was into art, and she sent me those colored pencils to make a vase out of. And then one daughter whose mom, same situation.
Wow.
But man, that was... If I screw this up,
yes,
like these pencils were there, like there is no replacing it. That was fortunately,
or there might be, but you ain't saying.
Yeah, no, they were yours. It came out well, man. That was. I felt guilty for charging. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I still did.
Yeah.
But I still feel guilty for it.
So you do have a conscience.
Well, no, I definitely do.
Yeah. But here's the thing. But I didn't charge for every bleeding heart that needs something.
Absolutely.
I would not have. And let's
say. Says the guy who gives away tables to foster families.
I gave away so many tables.
That's awesome.
But, yes, I don't really have any. I don't have a dog in this fight. I screwed the page on that.
All right. And yet, here you are, TV star, about to
have
your own LLC. And
it comes around.
Hey, story.
Yes.
Quick. So 2 days ago, I was working, speaking of camp, at Camp Wildwood, mm-hmm. rappelling or belaying people at the rappel site.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
With a guy that has done that with me for 2 summers. That guy's name is Cole Hull.
I know
Cole.
Him.
Do you know Cole?
Yeah.
And Cole mentions in passing how he's building from scratch an electric guitar out of all kinds of exotic wood that he showed it to me. I should have taken a picture. I didn't take a picture. Like cool. Purple Heart and zebra wood and just mm-hmm. looks amazing so far.
Wow.
And then he says something about organic. And I was like, oh, yeah, I know who that guy is. I do hang out with him a little bit.
So
like,
you're the
second? I tried to get I'm trying to get hired there because I think I would like to work for that guy, and I was like, I will drop your name to organic. So I can tell you he has 2 summers of work history with me.
Okay.
Dependable. Two thumbs up for Cole Hull.
Right?
Yes, he's engaged as of last Thursday.
Cole did not know his job interview would be without
for
him.
Real.
Discussed.
So here's the thing. You're not the first person.
Am I not?
You know the Fouts? Nick and Renee Fouts?
Like, oh, right. He said Nick was the one that first said something.
Yeah, so Nick shot me a text and was like, hey, are you looking to hire anybody? And I was like, well, you know, we're going to see when the show drops, what comes in.
Sure,
like
all
that.
Contingent on if you need it,
basically,
of course.
Yeah, and so, but I was like, as of right now, we're doing good. On our own, keeping up with orders, but I could probably use somebody. And so he dropped his name, and then you dropping his name. So, I mean, it's a good chance. Like, if he comes in, I told Nick to give me my information.
Okay.
So he approaches me. All
right, good.
Because you kind of want that, you know, as an employer.
Like, sure.
You know, you want to be like them to approach you.
Sure.
So, anyways, but yeah. I mean, it's looking good for him. I'm just saying.
Apparently so.
You do what you want, but that's my opinion.
You have your mom and your brother in the shop.
Yeah, so we talked about it last time.
Yeah.
I hired
They're
my
in
mom.
There then.
But yeah, I hired
Every
my
day.
Mom. I told my mom, I was like, dude, I needed somebody to do the administrative part of it. Mm-hmm. Like answering emails, phone calls, and then with all the publicity, like I have I hate to say it, but I have a lot of like tire kickers. You know, like, so, like, I'm trying to make stuff.
I can't imagine.
Yeah. So, I'm trying to make
stuff. I hope you're
a
patient man with that, because...
I'm being patient.
I think I would not be.
Like, okay, but... So, trying to build everything.
Do you get that in the art... Do you get that in the art world? Hey, can you make this for XYZ, or can you do this for less? And you're like, I don't even want to quote this, because I know it's...
I don't even want to go into the second part of that.
Go ahead. Keep going. I'm sorry.
We'll come back to that later.
It's part of every business, I guess.
Yeah, I would say that, mm-hmm. But anyways, so I had to get somebody in there to do the administrative part. Mm-hmm. So I was like, who better than my mom? Like, years of experience.
Mm-hmm.
And if I want somebody that I know is going to talk to my clients in the same way that I would almost approach. Yeah, with the same heart. Dude, mama does it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, mama's in there.
And your brother's sweeping the floors?
Yeah, I got my brother sweeping the floors and doing some finishing stuff. Yeah.
I've tried to hire my family.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Not too well.
Okay.
But, I would be like half and half on the, it'd be great to work with my family, but then if something goes wrong, they're your family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't fire your mom. You could.
My mom
terrible.
Would fire me.
I fired my mom.
Right. So organic woodwork no longer exists. Mama said I couldn't play.
That's right.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah.
Mom said I couldn't play.
What do you need hiring somebody if you're the artist?
Right.
Like, I'm not coming in to, hey, Brian, let me finish that pencil drawing up for you. You know what I mean?
Can't do it.
Well, mine was much smaller scale, so it's a lot different. But in high school, I wanted somebody to help me package and ship out because I also played sports. So I was trying to do it all. And I was like, okay, Caroline, if you can do this.
You just dropped her name.
Oh, my.
I already did.
Oh, man.
It's all good. So I was like, if you can do this, I'll pay you this much. And that same week, I was like, no, you have to take me seriously. Like, I need you to do this.
You're going to pay your mom. Mm. That's for real, real.
Well, that was Caroline, my sister.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the same brass I didn't want to pay.
Yeah, that's right.
Keep up.
Never mind.
She didn't do it. And I was like, all right, well, you're done.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She's like, I don't want your crappy art in my room.
Yeah.
Is she an artist now? She have any art ability?
She is good. She doesn't do as much, but I like what she does. She's really good at like little sketches and stuff.
Do y'all have the same flavor?
It's interesting. Very different, but I like what she does.
Yeah.
And then my mom, she's so sweet. But she would come home from the craft store. She'd see my list of people, and she'd be like, okay, you owe me this much money for all the canvases I bought. And I'd be like, I don't have that right now.
Oh,
like,
boy.
So, and then she'd come home and be like, well, you can't do that until you do your paintings. And I was like, Mom. But it's all good. We Mama joke about paid. That. She mm-hmm. didn't really get hired and fired. But we say she forced her way in. And then
yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we laugh about it. It's all good.
Brian, do your siblings have any artist ability?
Mm-hmm.
No, they I'm kind of the aberration.
You got it all?
Yeah. I'm the black sheep.
Hmm.
I have a family of... Have we ever talked about this? I have a family of medical professionals.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, my dad's a sonographer, radiology tech. Ultrasound, sorry.
And for the layman turn.
No problem. And my mom was an RN for years and years, specialized in childbirth education. Now she's a doula, which is like a birth coach, but not quite. I don't know what it is, honestly.
Sounds like you
And my sister's a physical therapist, and my brother's a pharmacist.
Wow.
I'm an art teacher.
Yeah, you're
the fire sheet. Yeah, wow. I'm the weirdo. Wow. So, I mean, they may have it. I can think of pictures that my brother especially did growing up, and we would all enter stuff in the county fair, artwork and cooking and table setting and stuff.
I mean to do that every year to put a colored pencil bowl in there, and I forget every time.
Okay, so you should try that. I think I'm done with the fair.
You've done it here locally?
No, I'm sorry. To clarify, this is Washington County, Arkansas, up in Fayetteville, where it was a magical childhood affair, and I mean that. It was just wonderful. I looked forward to it all year, and when it finally came, I was like, I was just cranking artwork out to enter in the fair, and I wanted to get grand prize, and I finally got it one year.
I didn't know we had a grand prize winner in our
county at age 18. It took me for like 12 years, but I finally did
it. What was your art?
Oh, it was the nerdiest thing. It was original art.
I have no doubt it was nerdy.
It was a giant whale-carrying spaceship in colored pencil, using every color of the rainbow.
Do we have a picture of this?
No, but it...
There's no picture of it anywhere?
It's hanging up in his parents' house.
It's from...
You know, this may be...
It's still on the fridge. Uh-huh.
I'm actually pretty sure it's actually hanging in our house right now.
Yes, I think it's on the wall.
Yeah, no, I think it is.
Warship
rainbow whale.
The rainbow whale ship, yes.
This is awesome.
So that's what Fayetteville, Arkansas. Up there with the hippies and the artistic weirdos, yeah. It's a different place. Mm-hmm. Not like White County. All we want is we want the rodeo, and I mean that's fine. I mean, got the demo derby, that's lots of fun. Mm-hmm. I can hear it from this house, all the cars shattering against each other, but it's not quite the same thing for me. The application process is all digital now. Mm-hmm. I just despise that. I don't know why, but it's
because you
the
can't
same.
Enter it
because you can't enter.
No, I could, but I just don't want to.
You gotta go.
I'm sorry, I'll end that rant.
All right. Every episode He goes on a rant. Yeah. It's usually about Facebook and privacy.
It's usually about Facebook. See, I bit my tongue when you guys were talking about Facebook.
You did. Congratulations.
You won this one, Mark Zuckerberg.
Have you ever entered anything into a fair or prize
contest?
There was something in high school that I did. It was kind of a similar thing. It was a picture of Carrie Underwood.
Nice.
And it was in this
classy
small town, so it did well. But I don't remember. I think I got to display in a library or something.
Oh, good.
And another time I got to display in the courthouse. It was a horse.
Okay.
If you can see a theme there. I don't know.
Put a pig on it. And
no.
We got something.
No.
Yeah. Pig riding a horse.
Can do without the pig. Okay.
Are you from a country area in Virginia?
Yeah. That was where I went to high school. We had a cow farm across the high school.
Oh, so. Yes, you were.
Nice.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. West Virginia.
Well, I don't know. Here in Arkansas, the first place I started teaching, the elementary is literally in the middle of a cornfield.
It really is.
Newport, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Elementary field is in the middle of a cornfield.
Yep.
Wow.
Children of the corn.
That's kind of what it is.
Cody, your episode comes out Tuesday. So by the time this comes out, it'll come out the same day.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
How are you feeling?
Yeah.
Nervous? Excited?
So I've seen clippets. I look weird on TV, and I sound weird.
No, I think you look good. You look good on TV.
You sound weird. Like, I sound weird.
Well, okay, sound everyone weird sounds weird to themselves.
Yeah.
So
I was
like,
thinking about that.
You sound fine. It's fine.
Yeah. Anyways. So yeah, it comes out Tuesday.
All right.
That's watch exciting. It. Whatever. Are you having like a viewing party?
Yeah, so we're kind of getting with some of the other businesses and we're going to meet at Think and just kind of do a little bit of a watch party together.
Good,
and
good, good.
They're having like the huge watch party in 3 Alto that night.
Oh, it's like 4 hours long. They're watching every single episode. Like
six, yeah.
Oh, wow.
We're episode number 3.
I'm not doing that.
So.
But yeah.
They should have like dragged it out.
Yeah, but they're too excited, I guess.
Yeah.
So, I don't know the order of all of them, but I do know that it's like the introduction episode.
Yeah, hello, the Cersei.
And they're interviewing the 12. Which was, you walk into a room that was dark and you thought you were about to get waterboarded. So that was
awesome.
Pretty. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sounds
it was
legit.
Like, it was sketch, all for right, sure. All
right.
And then Wilma's, and then mine, and then I can't remember who else.
Yeah.
I think Numa, maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
But I don't know, like, I know the other business owners and we've talked, but I'm just really super, I'm more excited to see their episodes, honestly.
Okay.
Like, yeah. I know what mine's about. I've seen
it. Yeah.
So the clip I saw of yours was the military connection.
Yeah.
Right. I saw that. Yeah.
It was heartwarming.
Yeah. That was a pretty awesome day. They, I guess at the end of every episode, they do like this surprise, right? Mm-hmm. Usually it's a piece of equipment or something that you needed. Mm-hmm. And it always has been, like in the other, like you've seen the other seasons. And so, I don't know, they flew some buddies of mine from the military down and surprised me. And
wow.
It was awesome. And I was super busy. I had just went to Serbia for a week during the filming because I try to go 4 times a year. Like I said, we, plant churches there and pastor there. And so, we get back, and as soon as we got back, like, I had all the tables for Wilma's restaurant still to do.
Yeah.
Like, I had them glued, like, they were ready to go. All I had to do was pour the epoxy and the resin over them first, make them bar top, and that was going to be a chore. And I had 3 days. Mm. They flew my buddies in, and, like, that next day, we blew off work, and we just went fishing.
Nice.
And I was like, I got 2 days to
You hadn't seen those guys in,
since
you were over there, right?
Yeah. Well,
in Afghanistan, or?
When I got out in 2015, Jay was already out. That was one of my buddies that was there, and he lives in Michigan. And so when I got out, I was in Hawaii, so as soon as I got back to the mainland, like, one of the first things I did was I drove up to Michigan to see him.
Yeah.
And we went fishing. I see it, like, I'm starting to see a pattern. So we went fishing there. I'd never been, like, river fishing, like, for salmon or whatever. And so we did that. And it was the first time that I've ever, like, came face-to-face with a bear, which was pretty cool.
Nice.
No.
Yeah. What'd you do?
Well, I chased it with an axe.
Did you?
Because it was, like, a little black bear.
Oh, okay.
So they're not, like, super aggressive.
Right, right.
It's probably the baby and the mom's going to come and bite your face off.
So here's the thing.
But he had an axe.
Well, yeah, I had an axe.
You can shoot with a gun and it still doesn't die.
He was a professional soldier with an axe.
Whatever. I'll show you the video. We took a video.
Got that on video?
Yeah. So
Build Guild podcast. I want that up.
Yeah.
So there was but we were like camping and there was other camp tents and stuff. We were in like a pop-up RV thing.
A pop-up.
But there were tents with kids like in the camp next to us, so that's why we chased it.
Okay.
Because we were like, if it gets over in the tent area, like, you'll kill those kids. So, like, so we drove up. We called the Rangers, chased it off.
Okay.
They pretty much called me an idiot for chasing it. But I told them, I gave them the same story, like, well, there's kids right there. And they were like, well, you should have just let them get eaten or whatever.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yeah. So, Michigan Rangers. But anyways. That was a lot of fun. And yeah, I cried a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
They brought you a ping pong table.
A foosball table. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatever shop needs.
Yeah. You got to have a foosball table, man.
Give us we're coming up on the hour. Give us your craziest art story. Customer story, making, whatever. You think of one? Do you have a crazy story?
Yeah, I do.
I knew you would.
Pick out which one.
You can tell two if you want to tell two.
Yeah, please.
Let's see. I've had some people ask me to do like a personal portrait of their face.
Mm-hmm. Like a Kramer?
Like, what?
No. Oh, man, show my age again.
Yeah. That's Seinfeld.
No, not Seinfeld. Like that. Yes. Not like a portrait of Kramer.
Yes. He's just like this of himself. You know?
Oh,
and
yes.
And he hangs it up in his wall or something.
Yeah.
I would like one of those.
So what'd you say? Did you do it?
No.
You didn't?
No. Why? The craziest one, well, they asked me to paint them like one of their French girls.
Seriously?
That's what I was going to say.
I don't do that.
It's going to come. Yeah.
Okay. That is awesome.
I was like, how much did George know?
Yeah. Hold this leaf.
Yeah.
Were they laying across a table saw?
I am glad I did not get any pictures. I was just like, I don't do that.
Okay.
But I don't know if they were kidding or not. So
answer is no.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Sorry. I was like, that's not really my style. I'm more impressionist.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
But
you can make it weird.
And that confused him just enough that you could get away.
Off a little bit.
Any other story other than, I think that was pretty much a given. I think that every artist is probably going to get that question.
Oh, great. Yeah. Can't wait for
You'll
that.
You'll get
one.
It.
Yeah.
Eventually.
I've already asked. He said no.
That's true.
Cody's didn't count, apparently.
He forgot about it.
All right. It's a repressed memory.
He's like, oh, he wasn't serious. No, I was.
Well, I would say probably my favorite thing is if I'm painting around kids, they love to come up and I love to just give them the paintbrush and be like, okay, put that there. And,
oh, gosh.
But you can always just paint over
Good
it.
Good for you.
But,
okay.
I think
it'd be cool to get a bunch of different kids to paint different parts of the painting and see how it turns out.
Or my nieces.
You could have that in art school class.
Have a picture grid out
we have
on
done,
the canvas.
We've done collaborative artwork before. Yeah? Yes.
That's You're not cool. a fan, it seems.
Like let them use whatever
not enough of a people
want.
Person, I guess. Yeah. I have done that at one art show. I go to an art show in Newport every year.
Okay.
And if you're around... By the way, it's in July now. It used to be in February.
No, she's gone. She's graduating.
Are you gone by then?
She's gone in May.
Just for future reference, the Delta Arts Festival in Newport, Arkansas. It's a good time. And
not for me. I sold
in,
zero.
Yeah, Ben did not. Okay, but it brings in a huge crowd. It's part of the Newport revitalization.
It is crazy how many people go to that
really
for
something.
Newport. I was like,
awesome.
What are you talking
but
about?
But I have put out a pad of paper and my Prismacolor markers. Thank you very much. Yeah, and let
That's
kids
dedication.
Do what they want. Yes. Yeah, so I did experiment with that, and so I can say I did that.
Yeah. Wow.
So after school, are you going back to Virginia? Are you staying here in Searcy? I mean, things are rocking here in Searcy right now.
In the art world, it is.
It really
You're
is.
Teaming up with Joe a lot from Make Do, right?
Yes.
Oh, are you? Oh,
okay. Yeah, I'm doing a campaign thing for her.
You're doing some lemons, I saw.
Drawing some lemons. Apple pencil.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
Sweet.
I don't know. I did an Instagram poll the other day. Where should I move?
Oh.
So, I'm
so you're
still,
leaving it up to,
to
your fans.
I'm going
to
do the same thing.
Yeah, I got a lot of votes for Nashville, so might have to do it again in
Everyone
May. Everyone
moves
say.
To Nashville.
Yeah.
And everybody in Nashville says, don't move here.
There's an art scene there.
It's a big movement saying, stop moving here. Because it takes 3 hours to go 10 minutes.
Oh,
that is true. I lived there.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Well, I was stationed at Campbell, which is like 40 minutes from there. And if you want to have a life at all, you pretty much just live in Nashville.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's
but,
good to hear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also really like South Carolina, and that has a big art scene, too, like Greenville.
Okay. More coastal region.
Yeah.
I can tell you that North Carolina will buy a lot of things.
That's true.
if you draw their outline of the state with the word home inside.
You North Carolinians.
So where can everyone find you? Give us all your socials. So if you're looking for Palmer Designs, this is where you find it.
Yes.
And the door opens.
That was good.
Is that your wife coming in the door? Yeah. There she is.
My camp counselor.
Hey, honey.
Hey.
Yes. You caught us at the end.
Hey, real quick. Did you tell me that you counseled her and I just forgot?
Yes.
You did tell me? Okay.
That's about right.
She was
going to
work at Camp
Awesome.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, cool, Meredith Palmer,
Meredith Palmer
on office.
That's really
Oh, my gosh.
And an artist. Why didn't I think of that? I'm an idiot.
Yes.
Genius.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Yeah, I'm older. Don't let it bother you, honey.
Bye. Good to see you.
Bears beats and Battlestar Galactica.
Cameo,
all goes back full circle.
It does. That was we talked about that one episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love The Office.
Oh yeah.
Right. It's the best.
Hey, at least it's one show that we have seen.
Yes. Yeah. There we go.
Together.
In common.
Cross generational.
Yeah.
Okay, so your information
back to you.
Then.
My information. So on Instagram it's Palmer's Designs. Palmer's_designs. And then my website is palmers-designs.com. And Facebook is also Palmer's Designs.
And where can we find you on the New York Gallery? If you're listening and you want to buy some art.
Yeah, that's nyagallery.com.
All right. That's right. Awesome.
Yeah. That's pretty easy to remember.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Nyagallery.com. Mm-hmm. I can remember that. Yeah. Brian can remember it right now, and then I'll forget it.
Do you think there's a big market for pigs riding horses?
Yes. I know a great artist.
I think it's in high demand. I really do. I have a good feeling about that.
Crispy bacon on a steed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You want to see that picture? I posted it on my Facebook or Instagram.
Sweet.
It's quality art.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want one of those.
I'll make you.
We're printing it at Kinko's.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for actually coming, because if you didn't know, you were the first one that I asked to be on our podcast, and he said, I'm busy. Thank you. And it took till the 11th episode.
And now I'm here. You are.
Yeah,
got it.
She was like,
you're finally not busy washing your hair. Excellent.
Yeah.
Yes. We enjoyed having you either way. So yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Glad we're here. This is good.
Yeah. So.
Anything else you guys want to finish up with?
No, I'm good.
No,
I ask
we're
this
good.
Every time, and everybody says no.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, thanks for watching.
Ciao.
Or listening.
Thanks
we'll see you
lot.
Next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.